Welcome inside today's pregame interview back on the Knox Spiders pregame show from C.O. Brown Stadium in Battle Creek. I'm Javik Blake, joined by today's pregame guest, as always, on a Sunday afternoon. It's manager Zach Charbonneau. Zach, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, Javik. Thanks for having me.
16 runs last night. Second time this week your offense has put up 16 runs. How fun is it to have a big offensive breakout, especially to start off a series?
You know, it's really nice, but sometimes I wish we would save some of the runs and spread them out to the other games. After a tough loss, you know, where we didn't show well, and then a bus trip, for us to come out that way against a guy that had the numbers he did was a great feather in our cap.
How important is it for this team, confidence-wise, to, like you said, come in against a guy who had allowed one earned run all year and all of a sudden hang up six on him in the first three innings?
And that's been our MO here in the second half, has been confidence. We either have it, and we all have it, and we're contagious, or we don't. That's why you're seeing us run, you know, back and forth the way we are. But, you know, hopefully this will translate itself into, you know, another good effort and hopefully gaining consistency, you know, from all standpoints, not just offense.
As a manager, how do you make sure that consistency and confidence continues into the next day after a big night?
Just trying to put these guys in positions to be successful, whether, you know, it's not just physically, but mentally too. Keeping them level and, you know, confident is a tough task, you know, when you're talking about guys of this age group with so many distractions in their life.
Parker Nolan, Brandon Comia, two guys who had massive nights to break out of a little bit of a slump for both of them. How fun is it to watch both of them out in the field when they're at their top of their game?
No doubt. You know, Parker, you know, he struggled a little bit. He was on the barrel getting outs and things weren't falling for him. And, you know, I had the utmost confidence Parker would come out of it just knowing who he is and his work ethic and mental toughness, you know. So it was great to see him, you know, go get six quality at bats last night, and Brandon the same way, you know, veteran player, and he just gotta keep playing, man. He's freeing his mind up and he's playing good ball.
Parker's a guy who you've had for 2 years now, and you've had him this year for about the last 3 weeks. How have you seen him grow this year compared to how he was all the way back when you first met him back in 2020?
Man, it's like he's cemented his process, you know, like he had a good idea of what he wanted to do before and how to go about his business and preparation and toughness. And now it's solidified into who he is as a baseball player. And it's something that the rest of our players can really look to know, like, hey, that's what it looks like. That's the barometer. And I need to be a little bit more like that. And not to put pressure on Parker, you know, he's a great player, but, you know, he welcomes it. He really does. He's excited to play every day, and you know, he's a tough dude.
How important is it to this team to have a guy like Parker Nolan who really provides a lot of veteran leadership to the ball club?
Exactly. It's the day-to-day that, you know, whether he's choosing to lead or not, like, you know, he sets an example, and guys either need to get with it or they don't, and that's the separator from the real baseball players. You know, he was just a freshman, you know, when I had him last time, and now he's weathered and experienced, and I truly enjoy having him around because I love his personality too.
Well, that's what happens when you play, 100-plus games at a school, especially like Vanderbilt, right?
Yeah, it's, you got to be tough there, man. They're talented.
It's a fun day as well for you. It's draft day in 2022, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. The draft gets underway. How fun of a day is this for you as a manager to watch your former guys get selected?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome because you start thinking about it. But dang, it's a distraction for all of us. You know, whether it's somebody that wants to get a call or, you know, somebody that's thinking about their friends that want to get a call. So, you know, me for a manager, I know it is a distraction because it's being talked about. You know, we still have a job to do here on the field today. But, yeah, super excited. You know, I can't wait to find out which guys go and where they go to so we can continue to follow their career. And it'll be a true sign of how far this franchise has come by the amount of guys that you're going to get opportunities here in the next few days.
Talking about how far this franchise has come, 20 draft picks in the first 5 years of the franchise, including this year, most likely Chandler Simpson, who comes in today as the 88th ranked prospect out of everybody by Baseball America. What makes a guy like Chandler Simpson so special?
Well, if you can't find a spot for Chandler Simpson on your team, then you're not trying, because everybody wishes, you know, they had somebody like Chandler from a work ethic standpoint, a skill standpoint, you know, mental toughness. Like, he's amazing, and really excited for him, and and Victor, and, you know, we can go down the list. There's a lot of guys going to get some opportunities.
Throughout your time with the Dak Spiders, like I said a moment ago, 20 guys have gotten drafted. What's the most memorable guy that's really come through here that's just exploded onto the scene and has ended up getting drafted?
You know, you think about, you know, as you and I talked before, Zach Bryant, right, who kind of was, you went to junior college and, you know, wasn't really on a radar and just continued to work and work and work. You know, a guy like him that really stands out. You think about the, you know, the maturation of Tim Elko, you know, from 1 year to the next year, and, you know, guys like Tate, and it, man, there's just so many that I'm so proud to, you know, be a part of their careers, you know, just a little bit that I was.
Well, Skip, thank you so much. You know, it's an exciting day off the field. Hopefully it's an exciting day on the field as you guys go for the sweep of the Battle Jacks. Thanks so much.
And happy birthday to my wife. Love you.
This has been the Dak Spiders pregame interview. Dak Spiders and Battle Jacks on your way next.